Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Stanley. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover a post I found on Reddit called "I'm Leaving My Disabled Boyfriend, Who Saved My Life at the Cost of His Own." And here's what it has to say, and I quote, 3 years ago, my boyfriend and I were walking down a wet and busy road on holiday in Thailand, when a car swerved at a violent speed, trying to avoid a stupid biker stopping on his phone in the treacherous weather that it was. My boyfriend, being the quick-thinking man that he is, saw my frozen, terrified body in the direct vicinity of the moving vehicle, and he jumped in front of me, pushing me out of the way from the impact at the same time. I was left with some nasty grazes, but other than that, I was fine. He's been diagnosed with PTSD from the accident and oftentimes has flashbacks, in which he'll scream and sweat. He is distant and cold. His mental health is, to put it lightly, very bad. He spends most of his time on this PlayStation, and we haven't been physically intimate for months. If he's not playing games, he'll be in the pub with his mates. He does cocaine with them too. He says he can't enjoy sex anymore. He says he doesn't enjoy being the way that he is. I'm tired of telling him I still think he's gorgeous and no attraction is lost. He doesn't believe me. He has gained a lot of weight and finds no value in healthy life choices anymore. I feel like I'm living with my best friend, who I'm in love with, but like I'm in some sort of friend zone. He says I'm being paranoid, but it's him, not me. He tells me that he loves me, but I can't do it anymore. I'm exhausted. I will forever be known as the woman who left her disabled boyfriend after he saved her life at the cost of his own, unquote. That poor guy's about to become an incel, either a roll cell or a wheel cell. You pick which one. Who's gonna want him after she leaves him? Especially with all of his psychological damage and bodily damage. But I understand this woman's point of view to some extent. I left women that were ungrateful that I was trying to help, and I just got frustrated and gave up at some point, eventually leaving them. The only difference is they didn't save my life, which is why she's struggling with this decision. But it's not really her struggle. She's already made up her mind. She's just looking for social proof that her decision is the right one because women are like NPCs. Almost every decision is made by others. Women responded under her post by saying things like, "You're not leaving him because he is disabled. You're leaving him because he's given up on life. That's not fair to you. Or you owe him everything, and at the same time nothing, you didn't force him to do this." Unquote. There's that pesky female duality where they believe that you can owe someone something and owe someone nothing simultaneously. His life is ruined because he saved her, and she's not even grateful enough to remain by his side. Obviously, if we take her word for it, she's tried her hardest, and everything she says she's done sounds rational and positive. But she wants and needs to believe that it's his fault this is happening, because women are allergic to accountability. I think it's easy for us to hate this woman and think it's unfair for her to do this to her partner. But another part of us understands that she's just looking out for herself, which is what most men and women would do in this situation. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women can't seem to make a choice to leave a man unless they get the approval of the female collective Clown World Show. Because women depend so much on what other women in society in general think about their actions, they need external validation for their choices. That also helps alleviate having to take accountability. Because if 10 other women are suggesting that she leaves, then she doesn't have to take responsibility. Before I left bad relationships, I did need to consult the male collective. I did talk to people that were sounding boards, but no one told me to leave or anything else. No one influenced my decision. I even spoke to women about it. The only one that was encouraging me to leave the relationship was actually one that wanted me, but never had the nerve to tell me. The only other situation I've heard like this, women dumping a boyfriend in a wheelchair, is when Christopher Reeves fell off a horse and became paralyzed. He was a former Chad that played Superman and had millions of dollars. If his wife had left him, then that would have red-pilled a lot of guys. But she decided to stay and look after him. But the woman's story I've just read, she has received tons of support from women online for posting this, and women are generally always looking for support as a sort of moral compass. Because then if someone says you're a monster, how could you do that? Then a woman can point to a hen house full of women that all told her that it was okay. Not to mention that when a woman asks other women for advice on whether or not to stay with a guy, a lot of the time women will tell her to take a break and leave him, because they don't want to see her happy and they're probably already single and miserable themselves. As we know, misery loves company. This is another reason why men should no longer risk their lives for women, because after all, there are worse things than death, as you can now clearly see. This guy saved her and now she's going to get nailed by Chad and Tyrone. The Tyrannosaurus says thank you. As for that boyfriend, odds are they were very young and bonded, so that makes your decision very tough as well. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, how could you defend this monster with memories? Just imagine if a man abandoned a woman in a wheelchair. But that woman would still have a lineup of simps ready to push her around to beat it in her bush, even if she couldn't actually feel them in her bush. If I was this woman, I would at least talk to the guy and tell him that you love him, but that he needs to work on his life and improve, or you're going to leave. That sounds fair, but is also not a great thing to do. Because a lot of times when you tell people they have to change, they might resent you for it, forcing them to not be themselves. That's how a lot of resentment forms. Sometimes you have to let people wallow in their misery until they hit rock bottom in a cocaine-fueled orgy. In this case, no orgy though. And only after that do they actually finally sober up. The guy lost the use of his legs, his life has been turned upside down. Women like to control the narrative and turn everyone against the guy when they break up with them. But in this case, it's going to be really, really hard for their couple's friends to take her side. Usually a woman gets all the so-called mutual friends when a relationship ends. But a lot of the mutual friends, the husbands and boyfriends, are going to take their disabled friend's side and might even get pissed off at their own women. That might lead to a chain reaction where other women's relationships end, and then her female friends will be pissed off at her for dumping her future wheel cell in the first place. Women can't take accountability, and this one is probably worried that her actions will lead to a catastrophic chain of events that'll lead to social destruction around her, and that other women will blame her for it, and it won't matter if she can deflect it. Maybe I'm just projecting more to this story than there really is, but it sounds like this woman is having an existential crisis, and not for her boyfriend's future well-being, but for her own. Because after all, she's worried that all the people will ever see in her after that is that she's the woman that dumped the disabled guy that saved her life. I sometimes wonder what my ex thinks about my channel, and does she feel responsible for me waking up tens or if not hundreds of thousands of men to female nature? We're now fully mainstream, as a while back I saw Paul Elam over at A Voice for Men saying that. Our ideas are no longer fringe, and now I hear red pill, simp, mangina, incel, and so many other terms in the manosphere everywhere. I set out on a mission almost 10 years ago now to make it mainstream. And it's awesome to feel that I succeeded at helping to bring about a monumental change through nothing more than words and ideas. The thing to remember is that you can change the world with an idea whose time has come. Paul Elam also mentioned that society brushed off men that went their own way. But now that there's so many of us, they can't ignore us anymore, because we're starting to make a change in society. Just look at how corporations back in the 90s and 2000s catered to gay males that made up a few percentage points of the population. Imagine when it's 30 or 40% of men going their own way or being incels. The narrative is going to have to shift, or things are going to collapse. You'll be surprised how quickly they change their tune once they realize we aren't going back to the plantation. And if they don't make concessions, we're going to destabilize everything because we don't care. Feminist and gynocentric governments were probably stupid enough to think that they could get as fat and hairy as they wanted, and we would always keep coming back for more. The last thing I want to update everybody on is the monetization on Twitter. For about 1 million impressions these days, or views, you get about $25. I know it's not much, but I was posting on Twitter so I could build up a presence and promote my videos on AltTech, and also do the Memes of the Week videos. Sometimes I just debate with myself about making nothing but one daily meme video. My channel would start growing again very quickly. I could charge more for sponsorships as the views rose as well. Plus, I love making those meme videos. I laugh at least once or twice while producing them. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Stanley for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that that poor old guy in a wheelchair will never get to smash another whammon in his life ever again. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mig.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that sacrifice their own lives for women, and then the women make it all about themselves away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.